Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is observed the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and here in Vrindavan, at least here in Krishna Balaram temple. It's a different date in other places. How should the festival be observed? Well, the best way would be to chant this. There's enough time to chant the songs of Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. You could easily fit that in a day. There may be many more songs. There are other songs which are ascribed to Narottam Das, but at least the ones in Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Well, Prem Bhakti Chandrika is one, and then Prarthana is a collection of songs. And there are others ascribed to him, and at least two made it into a Bengali BBT songbook, which are not really sure whether they're by him or not. But at least those two, those Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana, in which Narottam Das finishes his Prem Bhakti Chandrika by saying, Apana Bhajana Kota, Nako Hibo Jota Tota. There's much quoted lines that I should not reveal my own bhajan, which the term has much implications. When generally in ISKCON we say bhajan, we think about sitting down and singing a song. The more traditional usage is that of spiritual practices, directly spiritual practices. So Narottam says that I won't broadcast them here and there. I won't talk about it to anyone and everyone, but practically in his songs he reveals his heart. Maybe they're not meant for everyone. They're not meant for everyone. There's devotional topics are not meant for everyone. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that, well, I shouldn't write about all these things because they're too intimate and confidential, but anyway, I should write about them. I shouldn't write about them, but I should write about them. I shouldn't write about them because people will misunderstand. And if I don't write about them, then no one will understand. It's a quandary. So he said, but anyway, the rascals and fools and demons, they'll misunderstand. I'm paraphrasing, of course. They'll misunderstand it, so it doesn't get to them anyway. But they may misuse it. That is there, or misinterpret it. And Narottam Das, yes, he's been misused. He's a huge figure in the history of Gaurya Vaishnavism in Bengal. It wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for him. Just like the huge figure, contemporary figure in Vaishnavism all over the world, and definitely his influence has been very strong, huge in Bengal, is our own Srila Prabhupada. And if he hadn't appeared, Jodi Prabhupada na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kemoni dharitam de, what? Then it wouldn't be as it is. So similarly, there are great figures in our sampradaya. There are so many great figures. Every Vaishnava is a great personality. But some have very much influenced the whole sampradaya. If we say that begins with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began the sampradaya, although we're generally known as Rupanugas. And why Rupanuga? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he revealed, or Rupa Goswami revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart's desire, which was otherwise locked up in his heart. Rupa Goswami revealed that. So all the six Goswamis, they had their individual contribution. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Shikamrita, I think, lists some of the devotees and the particular contributions they made. They were especially empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make particular contributions. But even after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, by compiling Chaitanya Charitamrita, which really, although the works of the Goswamis were there, but the Chaitanya Charitamrita, apart from revealing the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the main thing, which the pastimes that he enacted in his Antya Leela, his last days in this world, in Puri, that was really the purpose. He took the form, why Krishna took the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to broadcast that. But he didn't broadcast it. He left that to Rupa Goswami, and particularly Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami made that available in Bengali, and Narottam Das also, although Narottam Das must have been a hugely competent scholar in Sanskrit, who was directly trained by Jiva Goswami. If we can imagine what that means, it's hard to imagine. But he nevertheless, his writings that we're aware of are all in easily understandable, simple Bengali. He made it available to the Bengali people. And then after that, three generations later, the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, his contribution huge. So there are certain figures in our sampradaya whose influence has really shaped the sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came, but if it wasn't for the acharyas who followed after him, then the sampradaya wouldn't be what it is, both in content and in scope. Content means just like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj, anyway, where do we begin? The six Goswamis, they to a large extent defined the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in their writings, and they revealed so many holy places in Vrindavan. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they gave content. They defined the content, what it means to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are so many different opinions about what it means to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are various Aul, Baul, Karta, Bhaja, and so many who have their ideas what it means to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's going on to the present day. Different people will interpret in different ways. And what it means to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he came with a major part of his mission was Rupa Anuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dvanta Haran, to take away the darkness of all improper conclusions which are not in line with those of Rupa Goswami. So, Narottam Das is such an acharya, and his influence has been and continues to be huge in Bengal. I'll cite a couple of instances from my own experiences in Bengal, how this became very much apparent to me. Once in Tamluk, which is a town in the southern part of West Bengal, at a festival. This was a Vaishnava festival, not organized by ISKCON. ISKCON wasn't even very much known in Bengal in those days. This was about 1977 or 1978. So, Vaishnava festival, and then talks and this, and then it ended with everyone standing up and chanting, Haraye Nama Krishna Jadavai Namaha Jadavai Madhavai Keshavai. Now they went through the whole song and everyone sung it. They weren't looking at song books. In those days most people didn't even read anyway, but they all knew it. And I didn't know it, and I think very few devotees in ISKCON at the time knew it, and probably very few devotees in ISKCON outside Bengal even today know it. But everyone there knew it. It was a song by Narottam, and it just struck me. Well, Narottam Das's influence is going on. And then not so long after that, maybe a year or two after that, I was in Bangladesh. I'd been attending another festival. It was the day after the festival. Mostly everyone had gone, again, not an ISKCON festival. And everyone was gone, and just early in the morning I was up, and there was a bowel-looking-like character, that means grihastan with white cloth, looking like a typical Vaishnava at the time, which you don't see much in Bengal nowadays. They all have modern hairstyles. But he's parted in the middle with plenty of oil and like this, and his mouth red from pan. Typical traditional Bengali Vaishnava. And early in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, it was light, and there was no one around, and he was just sitting, playing a harmonium, and singing Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. He was just saying, he didn't have a song book, he was just singing it, that's all, just for his own pleasure or whatever. I thought that, well, this is Narottam Das. He's gone very deeply into the hearts of the Bengali Vaishnavas. His influence has been so huge and should be. He sings himself to his own guru, that Ebe Josh Gushuk Tribhuvan, his glories should be promoted. They should be declared all over the three worlds. Which is somewhat ironic if we remember that Lokanath Goswami, his guru, was a recluse. He didn't want to be seen or heard. Of course, he'd associate with other Vaishnavas, but he was there in Vrindavan, sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would just be in a little corner by himself. He didn't want to initiate anyone. Narottam practically forced him to initiate, if there's such a thing, but practically he did. He ingratiated himself to Lokanath Goswami. He was very reclusive, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami also didn't want his name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's nothing written about him, just a little bit sometimes Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions him as one of his gurus. But Narottam Das says his glory should be broadcast all over the three worlds. And what to speak of Narottam? Is Narottam more than Lokanath? Well, no disciple would agree that he's more than his guru, but in terms of what we can see, in terms of practical contribution to the Sampradaya, Narottam did more. And of course, he'll say, it's only by the mercy of my guru. So it should be a huge, huge festival today. But probably it'll just go as far as this talk. And in most of our centers throughout the world, which are all established by the mercy of Narottam Das Thakur, Is that right? They're all established by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But what's his mercy? His mercy is the mercy of his guru. And his guru's mercy is the mercy of his guru. And it's all a chain coming down. And because the Vaishnavas, they continue that chain, it keeps on going. Otherwise, sakale neha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. When someone deviates or when someone thinks they've got something better to do than pass on the message as it is, then the message, the whole thing becomes, the parampara becomes broken and lost. So it should be a huge festival. Actually, there are so many Vaishnavas, we don't even know their names. Many pass away without being known, hardly. And there are many in so many branches of the Chaitanya tree. If we were to celebrate a huge festival for all of them, then every day would be a huge festival. And then it'd be the spiritual world, because that's what the spiritual world is like. In Sri Rangam, they have over 200 festivals a year. That means there are more festival days than non-festival days. And of course, some get celebrated bigger than others. But as those involved in management know very well, to organize a big festival takes a lot of planning in advance, and it usually just doesn't happen on the spot. It has planning in advance, raising funds, bringing lots of grains and vegetables, because festival means there should be plenty of prasadam for everyone, except if you go to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's festival. He one day proposed to have a festival on the spot, and there was no arrangement. So he said, we'll have a fasting festival. We'll enjoy chanting the holy names. That will be our festival. Everyone's welcome. But the tendency is there. I can say, like it or not like it, that my disciples arrange a big festival for, supposed to celebrate my so-called appearance in this world. And it's bigger than the festival for Narottam Das. Something wrong there? Probably. But is it natural that we tend to emphasize or give importance to those who are present with us, among us now? That's also not against the Vaishnava principle, because as we know from Krishna's teaching, Sarva Deva Mayo Guruhu, the Guru is the representative of all the previous acharyas. But then the Guru, his duty is also to present the previous acharyas. Actually, to be a disciple in this parampara, there's more and more work to do each generation, because you have to learn about all. Actually, we should know about all the previous Vaishnava acharyas and their contributions and what they. We should know that. Parampara jano bhalo mate. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, you should know what is the parampara very well. And here he's listing the names of the prominent Vaishnavas who have been the acharyas in our sampradaya. So parampara jano bhalo mate means we should know who the acharyas are, what their contributions are. And in this way, we can begin to properly appreciate our own guru as representing all of that. Otherwise, the tendency may be to think that, well, my guru is just there. He just popped out of somewhere. and that's it. Me and my guru. But there's a whole chain. There's a whole chain going back. Srila Prabhupada was the representative of all the previous acharyas. He wouldn't present himself as anything different to that. But when he first came, the newcomers, they couldn't know all that. They couldn't learn all of that. We have many things to learn. We should learn, we should know. Especially the really huge, towering figures, Narottam Das. There are many, many, many even now in the present generation. There's so many devotees here, no doubt. I mean here, right now, present here, who are very seriously practicing Krishna consciousness. They come to Vrindavan in Kartik because they want to develop their love for Krishna. Their life is dedicated to Krishna. There may be so many great saintly persons who we don't even know about. But when they pass away, we'll say, oh yes, yes. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He was good, wasn't he? Yeah. Well, she was good, wasn't she? Yeah. So many unsung heroes. And of course, Vaishnavas, they don't aspire to be well known. Narottam Das sings about his guru, Ebe Josh Gushuk Tribhuvan. May his glories be chanted all over the three worlds. But he doesn't himself say, by the way, you should glorify me. Well, in a sense he does, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur addressed that dilemma that a guru may have. But he solved it. It's not a dilemma, because he has to teach the Shastra to his disciples. And when he comes across the section in Bhagavatam where Krishna tells Acharyang Mang Vijaniyan, you should know the Acharya to be me. It literally says to be me. It doesn't say to be as good as me. It says you should know the Acharya to be me. Not to insult him in any way. Navamanyeta Kari, not to think him an ordinary human being. Because he's the representative of all the demigods and all the previous Acharyas. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that it's the guru's duty to teach the disciples the Shastra. So when he comes to this statement of Krishna's, should he tell the disciples, well, actually don't do that. You should beat the guru with a whip. He has to teach the Shastra as it is. So many, many great devotees. We could have a festival every day. Just like in the Roman Catholic Church, every single day is a festival day, or it's a day of some certain saint. They have so many saints, meat-eating saints. They were God-conscious, but not on the level of our Vaishnava Acharyas. They have so many, most of whom are not known. This is the religious culture which used to dominate the world. The people were very serious about spiritual life or religious life. Of course, we always talk about India as the center of spiritual culture, which is a fact, because Bhagavad Gita teachings are here, and the knowledge that we're not the body is not even known, let alone much less propagated in the Abrahamic traditions, Judaism, Christianity, Islam. So real spirituality begins with understanding we're not the body. But the most influential figures in history, both East and West, have been religious, not political, not powerful kings or tyrants or whatever. So here in India also, the influence of Shankaracharya, even though most people don't even know his name nowadays, but it's still going on, so powerful. The influence of Ramanuja in South India, now people don't know his name, even in Tamil Nadu. And if you say Ramanuja in Tamil Nadu, they think of a famous mathematician of the same name who came in the 20th century. So, Ebe Josh Gushuk Tribhuvan, we should glorify the acharyas all over the world. How are we going to do that? We'll go up to someone in the streets of Sydney or Gainesville, Florida, and tell them, "Excuse me, sir, I'd like to speak to you about Narottam Das Thakur." If they stop at all, you'll get a blank look on their face. To them it just sounds like gibberish. "I want to speak to you about..." They don't understand Narottam Das Thakur. Even the sound of the name, it sounds very strange to them. So how are we going to do that? How are we going to make Srila Prabhupada famous, and then all the acharyas famous, and people should know? They're not going to appreciate unless they come to Krishna consciousness. Without being Krishna conscious, how could we begin to appreciate the acharyas who give Krishna consciousness? So in the beginning, we bring people in and ask them to chant Hare Krishna and understand the preaching, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And then they'll come to appreciate. We can't appreciate the gifts of Srila Prabhupada unless we avail ourselves of them by practicing them. Otherwise, people may think that, well, other people have done Hare Krishna. Other people have done much bigger things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was one guru who went from India. There are so many gurus who went from India. Even today, there are so many gurus going from India. I'm not talking about ISKCON gurus, but there are so many who go, and they've all had their influence and their effect. So unless one is practicing Krishna consciousness, unless they have an experience of Krishna consciousness, how will they appreciate what Srila Prabhupada has given? Then we have to appreciate who made Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes people ask, who made him Srila Prabhupada? How can you call him Srila Prabhupada? Who made him? His guru made him. His guru's guru made him. He was shaped by a whole sampradaya. But the best way to make Srila Prabhupada famous and all the acharyas is, what did Srila Prabhupada say? The best way to preach Krishna consciousness is to distribute his books. Usually I come once a year to Vrindavan, even though I live in India. I usually only come once a year and just spend one or two days. Because I'm not saying you should all just come and spend one or two days, but one statement of Srila Prabhupada's struck me many years ago, that Vrindavan is for inspiration, but our real work is all over the world. So you've all come here for inspiration, but our real work is all over the world. And we have a lot of work to do. As you may have noticed, the world is getting worse, the big bad world out there. It's getting worse, and that will go on as Kali Yuga goes on, but it seems to be picking up speed in getting worse in so many ways. What are we going to do? We should do something. Srila Prabhupada wrote in a purport that the Vaishnavas, when they see the situation in the world is very disturbed, They want to do something. So just like Narottam Das Thakur's influence is felt even now in Bengal for generations, even though there were so many songwriters, Vaishnava songwriters in Bengal, but particularly Narottam Das Thakur's influence has been huge, because he gave very simple, practical ideas in his songs, how to practice and understand Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada, we want that his influence be very widespread, infiltrate society very deeply. One Vyasa Puja offering this year by one of my godbrothers, I think it was Leelananda from Gainesville, he's saying the influence of Srila Prabhupada, that so many people are becoming vegans. I wonder about that. People have become vegetarians and vegans. All right, okay. Maybe it's something to do with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. But that's better. It's better if some people become vegetarians than not. But that's not where we want to leave it. We want to see whole countries becoming Krishna conscious, or large segments of the population, and that Srila Prabhupada's influence will be established all over the world for generations. And Srila Prabhupada said that the best way to preach Krishna consciousness is to distribute his books. So after your stay in Vrindavan, you can all take very seriously the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. And the spiritual energy, the spiritual potency is always increasing, so that in the first days of Srila Prabhupada's mission in the West, devotees couldn't imagine distributing even one big book. And when they got up to distributing 10 books a day, it was phenomenal. The news went all around the movement, which was about 3 centers at the time. Phone calls from San Francisco to New York. Distributed 10 books. You're kidding. That's not possible. No, he did it, Prabhu. Really? 10 books. And then came up to 100 books. One person in one day, staying out 24 hours, distributed 100 books. And between them, all the devotees distributed over 1,000 books. And the news went to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada writes back a letter with expressing his gratitude. And now we have devotees alone in a single day distributing over 5,000 books a day. And not sponsorship, on the street, hand to hand. The spiritual energy is, actually I don't think he quite made it to 5,000, I'm not sure, but past 4,500, it's coming. So the spiritual energy is increasing, and everyone can do it. You may think, well, I'm just one of those stay-at-home kind of Vaishnavas, but everyone's got a phone. Everyone has contacts in their phone. You can phone up everyone in your contact list and tell them to take a set of books. And it works. Last December in Salem in South India, some grihasthas did over 100 sets of Bhagavatam in a month, sitting in their home, phoning people up. It's possible. And the more the books are distributed, the more they'll have their effect. Because sometimes we say, well, people don't read these books. Well, some people do read these books. If you say some people don't read the books, it's not all people don't read that books. That means that some people also do read the books. And when they read the books, guess what happens? They become devotees. And they phone up the person who sent the books. Hey, what does this mean? Can you tell me? And then your peaceful life may be finished forever. You might have to start preaching to people and explaining to them. And you might have to start following very strictly, if you're not doing so already, because people want to know what it is that you have to do to get this Hare Krishna, to get this great gift. What do you have to do? And you're not going to tell them, well, oh, you sleep in and get up and eat a few chocolates and, oh, yeah, maybe watch the Mangalati, which we missed, but anyway, it's still there on YouTube. You're not going to tell them that. You have to tell them the real thing. You have to follow it. So it's a great lift-up program for everyone to distribute these books very widely. And then what will happen? What will happen? Then everyone will become miserable. Is that right? Everyone will become blissful. Is that right? What about Narottam Das? If you sing his songs, they're not very happy, are they? They're mostly full of pain. Isn't it? Tua ardarshana ahi. What is the next line? Garalo jarala dehi. Chirodin tapito jivan. He's singing that by the bitten by the snake of separation, of not seeing you, he's praying to Rupa Manjari. He's living in this world, but he's living in the spiritual world. Garalo jarala dehi. That he used the word dehi. If you're bitten by a snake, the whole body will burn with poison. But my very soul, is burnt by Hare Krishna. My soul is, my very being, the very inner core of my being is burnt. And chirodin tapito jivan, all just dragging on long time, day after day after day, just suffering like this. You've seen the picture of Narottam Das, which was made in his presence, it seems. And he just looks very thin and wasted away, and just a look of intense grief. It looks like that. That's what he's experiencing. The bliss of Krishna consciousness. It's a strange kind of religion, which we're very happy and very, very. If we actually become advanced, then we have to be ready for a lot of pain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the pain of Radha. It's Krishna, but he wanted to know how Radha is experiencing bliss. But in the material world, happiness comes with distress. There's no happiness without distress. And guess what? In the topmost part of the spiritual world, happiness comes with distress, and the distress is intense. Narottam Das speaks of Parshane Kutibo Mata, Onale Poshibo, I'll break my head against the stone, enter into fire. He's really, really, really intense. It's not explainable how the greatest grief is the greatest pleasure, but that's at the highest level, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in, is inviting us to come and join. Still we sing the song. Still we go on singing. Just like we go on hearing the pastimes of Rama. We know that it's the Ram Leela, we know that it's full of pain, but we go on hearing. And Srila Prabhupada analyzed that's because actually it's full of bliss. It's all ananda chinmaya rasa. It's all spiritual bliss. But it's very difficult to understand. It's not humanly possible to understand by psychological analysis. Some PhD student made an analysis of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and they said he seems to have some kind of schizophrenia, manic depression, or sometimes he seems to be very happy and sometimes he seems to be very sad. And that's in his songs. You'll find a lot of happiness and a lot of sadness. So bipolar, I think it's called, something like that, is it? So he's going from one to the other. Well, that's spiritual existence at the topmost level. Not like the impersonalists. They just come to some level and they're just buzzing around in the impersonal Brahman. But Krishna Leela isn't like that. Our sampradaya is heading for, we're talking about gopi bhav. Yeah, our acharyas talk about gopi bhav. But it's full of sadness also. Narottam Das Thakur's life is characterized by intense spiritual pain of separation. He's singing that song, Parshane Kutibama, Jayanilo Prema Dana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gone. All the acharyas, it's Srinivas Acharya, who is the lifelong companion of Narottam Das. He's gone. He's going to say separation from the devotees, separation from Vrindavan. He was living in Vrindavan very happily in his youth, under the care of Jiva Goswami with Srinivas and Shamananda. And then Jiva Goswami comes, okay, now you leave Vrindavan and go stay there, don't come back. And he spent his, don't come back means you have to preach there, which he did, sitting in one place. He preached all over Bengal by sending out his disciples. But he felt his whole life in separation from Vrindavan. He wants to go back. But Guru Bhaka Parama Mahatta, he says that the order of the Guru is of prime importance. So he had to follow that. His happiness was in the association of Ramchandra Kaviraj. He, again and again, Narottam Das. Ramachandra Shongamage Narottam Das. Again and again. He prays for the association of Ramachandra Kaviraj, his lifelong companion, one of his lifelong companions. And there was also happiness. He sometimes sings happy songs also. Rindavana Ramyasthan, Dibbo Chintamani Dham, Narottamadasa Koi, Nitta Leela Shukamai Shadai Svaruk Moramane. Sometimes he sings happy songs. So shall we finish this session with singing that? Vrindavana Ramyasthan. End happily. We can sing that. Now you all have your songbook on your phone, right? So you can look at that. And I have it. Vrindavana Ramyastam. Vrindavan is a very beautiful place. Vrindavan is a very beautiful place. Dibya Chintamani Dham, fully spiritual abode. In Vrindavan, on a very beautiful jeweled temple, Radha and Krishna are performing their pastimes. Did you all get that on your phone? Mridanga, Kartal. Vrindavana Ramasthan, Dibya Chintamani Dham. Vrindavana Ramasthan, Dibya Chintamani Dham. Ratana Mandira Manoha. Ratana Mandira Manoha. Ratana Mandira Manoha. Abrita Kalindinire Raja Hongsha Keli Kore. Abrita Kalindinire Raja Hongsha Keli Kore. Tahe shobhe kanaka kama. Tahe shobhe. Tahe shobhe kanaka kama. Dharma dehe mo pita Ashta dale bishtita Dharma dehe mo pita Dharma dehe mo pita Ashta dale bishtita. Ashta dale pradhana nayika. Ashta dale pradhana nayika. Dharma de ratna shane Varshi achen dui jane. Dharma de ratna shane Varshi achen dui jane. Shama Shange Shundari Radhika. Shama Shange Shundari Radhika. Radhika. O Rupa Labana Rashi Ami Aparichay Kashi. O Rupa Labana Rashi Ami Aparichay Kashi. Hasha Pari Hasha Shambhashane. Hasha pari hasha shambhashane. Narottama dasa koi nitya lila sukhamoy. Narottama dasa koi nitya lila sukhamoy. Shodai swaruka morama. Shodai swaruka maramane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare Srila Narottam Das Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Now you're blowing my horn.